In the Sugya Daf Ayin Omer Aleph, the Gemara asks Chiluk Malachos Minala. So if we can, let's open up to Daf Ayin Omer Aleph. And we touched on this in the last shiur. The Gemara has three opinions as to the source of chiluk malachos. How do we know that if a person is aware of the fact that it's Shabbos and he violates, let's say, two malachos, tochein and kotzer, he's chay shtayim? Shmuel says he derives it from mechalaleh mos yumas, hatorah ribsa misos harbe al chilul echot. So the mos yumas is a double language, an extra words, and that's teaching me misas harbe. Gemara says it can't be referring to mezid because there's no misas harbe in mezid, but it could be referring to shogeg, and therefore tells me that yichai of multiple chatos for the case of shigigas molochos. Then the Gemara has a brisa with Rav Nosson, and that's the principle called havara lechalik yotzos. That why did the Torah have to mention lo sevaru eish to teach me that yichayah for each moloch? Then towards the end of the Amud, the Gemara quotes a brisa in the name of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi has a different yalfusa. And according to Rabbi Yossi's yalfusa, the sanya five lines up before the end of the Amud. The osa achas meachas mehena pa'omim shechayovim achas al kulam upa'omim shechayovim al kol achas viachas. So the meachas tells me that sometimes he's chayav for violating Shabbos one chatos, and sometimes he's chayav meachas means many chatos al kol achas viachas. So in other words, when are you chayev one chatos for many violations of Shabbos? When are you chayev multiple chatos? It all depends. If he was aware of the fact that Shabbos and he violated many malachas, then he brings many chatos. If on the other hand he forgot it was Shabbos, then although he violated many malachas, he only brings one chatos. So what we want to look at today is the Tosus HaRosh on this sugya. You'll see it on the top of your page, page 1. And for anyone who was here on, what's today's date? Today is Wednesday. So if anyone was here on Monday, you'll remember that this was page 4 that I gave out on Monday, but we never got to it. So I made it page 1. That was pretty easy because all I needed was this. But it saved me a lot of work, which is good for me because I'm preparing for a shiur on Hilchos Pesach, so, which I took on as an extra shiur. Anyway, let's take a look at the language of the Tosfos HaRosh. He's very excited about Rav Yossi and his Yalfusa because Rav Yossi really derives two things from the pasuk. Number one, in a case of Shigas Chatos, Achas, and in the case of Shigas Malachos, he's Chayav al Kol Achas V'Achas. But Shmuel and Rabbi Nosson, they only have each one respectively have a derivation, a yalfusa, for shigas malachos. That is chayav al kol malachos malachos. Nowhere do they have a yalfusa for shigas Shabbos. That you only chayav one. So he writes, this is the Tosa Rush, lididhu. After he clears his path with Rabbi Yossi, he says, "Ledidhu, according to Shmuel and Rabbi Nosson, min nolan shebeshigas Shabbos chayv rak chada." So, in the havamina of the Rush feels that just like if you violate both chelev and dam, you chayv two different chatos. Therefore, if you violate different malachos, you should be chayav different, multiple chatos. Yesh lomar, he says, hasvarahi. Shmuel and Rav Nosson do not need a yalfusa. It's an outstanding svara. Shekevan shechada shkoga hi. It's really one shkoga. And why is that? Because he forgot it was Shabbos. V'chatos dechayev rachmona ashkoga. The Torah says that you chayev for your shkoga. Therefore, eino chayev ela achas. So if I understand the Tosa Rosh correctly, we need the alfusa for multiple chatos in the case of Shigigas Malachos. But in the case of Shigigas Shabbos, that's an outstanding svar. I don't need a Yalfusa for that. And Rabbi Nachum Zemba, who, as we mentioned in the past, has this Chakira back and forth whether or not Malachos Shabbos are one Avera or multiple Averas, he says that this Tosus Arash is committed to one Avera. And if it's one Avera, then the Gemara is searching for a Yalfusa for being Chayev multiple Chatos for one Avera. In other words, whether he was Tochein or Kotzer, he is basically repeating the same Avera. And it's like a case of Chelev and Chelev where he only brings one Chatos. Here too, he violates Shabbos multiple times, and therefore he should only be Chayev one. And therefore, we need Xeris HaKosv and Yalfusa to establish, no, that he's chayav for each malacha. But as far as Shigas Shabbos is concerned, where I don't have this Xeris HaKosv, then I'll be smart, since he violated one Isur, it's like eating chayav twice, therefore he's only chayav one. Now, the problem that we have with this Tosus HaRosh is the following. That it would seem to contradict, the Tosus HaRosh would seem to contradict this, in other words, this svara of the Tosus HaRosh would seem to contradict what we know in terms of Chatos. Because what we know in terms of Chatos is that what determines how many Chatos you should bring is how many Averos you violate. And let's just review for those who may have been absent on Monday, or just for myself to review what we spoke about on Monday. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos, based on the Mishnah at the beginning of Krisus, says that if you forgot that today was Yom Kippur and you violated a malach of Yom Kippur and then you ate on Yom Kippur, both because you forgot that it was Yom Kippur, you thought it was a weekday, the Rambam says that you chayev two chatos, because there are two different averas in the Torah. The Torah prohibits achila under kol nefesh lo sa'una, etc., and malacha under the iser of lo sasu kol malacha. And each avera generates its own chiyuv chatos, even though there was only one shkaga. He just simply forgot it was Yom Kippur. And we derive from that Rambam, this was the Marcheshes, if anyone recalls, but the name is not important, the concept is most important for us, and that is that what determines how many shkogos, how many chatos you're going to bring, it's not the number of shkogos. You can have one shkoga, but if you violate one avera over and over again, then you're going to be chayev, I'm sorry, not over and over again in the sense that it's the same aver repeated, so if my language wasn't clear, I stand corrected. But what I mean to say is if you violate different averos, then each avera in unto itself, if it's a chiyuv karis, right, will generate a chiyuv chatos. That's the universal principle.
But with the two averas of Yom Kippur, they're
right,
different psukim, whereas Shabbos is only one pasuk.
Correct. So hold on to your point, Rabbi, till we get to the Tosus Rid. Do you have that? It should be coming up very soon. The Tosus Rid said that there's a separate lav on each malacha, but we're not holding like the Tosus Rid, right?
No, go ahead.
We're holding now like the Tosa Rush. Yeah. So let's your point is going to be very well taken in just a few minutes, but let's just try to be misamic here in the Tosa Rush. According to Tosa Rush, if all, this was the svara of the Tosa Rosh, that all violations of Shabbos, whatever malacha you violate, are all part of one entity, and therefore it was an outstanding svara. I didn't need any pasuk to tell you that you only chayev one for violating Shabbos. So then, what's the standard of Shigas Molochos Shechayva Kolachas V'yachas? According to the Shita, the Tosa Rush, this is the Rabbi Nachum Zemba's Kasha, you should be only Chayav one. And we're going to soon see that the language of the Gemara here seems to indicate that Shabbos becomes the paradigm for all shkagos. Why are you chayav for violating Shabbos multiple times, multiple chatos in the case of Shigas Molochos? After all, if it's one violation, just in many different forms, and if the determining factor in how many chatos you bring is the number of averos, then you shouldn't be only chayav one. If you're going to tell me that Shabbos is the exception to the rule, then we're going to always ask the question, why is that so? The Gemara seems to indicate, as we'll soon see, that Shabbos is the binyan av to derive all hilchos shkagos. And whatever the Torah tells me about shkagos is in Shabbos is going to be indicative of hilchos shkagos. So we now have the following stira. Here's where the Tosfos Rid is going to be very helpful, because Tosfos Rid is going to say that every one of the malachos is a separate avera. But if you go with the Tosa Rush, who says that al pisvara, you could only be chayav one. You should only be chayav one chatos for all the different violations of Shabbos. And indeed, that's going to be the svara that generates the din that shigigah Shabbos is chayav achas. Now that we have a alfusa to teach me that in shigas malachas yichayav al kol achas v'achas, we should have therefore universalized that and come to the conclusion that it's not the number of averos that's going to determine how many chatos, but rather the number of shkagos. And since he had a separate shkaga on each malacha, he didn't remember kotzer, he didn't remember tochen, that's why he's chayv shtayim, then in every case where he had multiple shkagos, he should be chayv shtayim, even if it's on the same avero, which is not true, because we know that in the case of Chelev and Chelev, he only brings one chatos. And on the other hand, we know the exact opposite in the case where he had one shkaga and he had two different averus. That was the case of Yom Kippur, where he's chayav shtayim. Now, that doesn't make any sense, because what we just said in Shabbos is that the svara, which means the general universal understanding of how shkaga works, is going to be the case of Shigas Shabbos, because according to Tosa Rosh, every malach is just another violation of the same avera, the same Isur of Shabbos. Now, if that be the case, then why should I be chayev? So it means that the only reason why in Shigas Malachas that I'm chayev more than one, even though it's the same avera, is because of the shkagos. So if the shkagos generates the number of chatos, then in the case of one shkaga, even if he violates many averas, for example, he forgets it's Yom Kippur, and he violates many different averas, he should only be chayev one. So again, here's the scorecard right now. Just if you're writing a little bit of a summary, the Tosfos Rosh assumes that in Svara, we would say that what determines how many chatos you bring, it's the number of shkagos. And that seems to be why in the case of Shigas Shabbos, you're chayev only one, correct? Because you forgot it was Shabbos. And in the case of Melecha Shabbos, you had multiple shkagos, and therefore you're chayev multiple chatos. So the key of the key, and that's going to be the summary of our whole discussion here at Tosa Rosh, is that shkaga, and the number of shkagos, is going to determine the number of chatos. But that's not true, because we know that from the standard of Kol Torah Kula, of Shari Suri Torah, it's not the number of shkagos that determines, but rather the number of averos. So in theory, if you would have two different averos with one shkaga, you'd be chayev shtayim. If you would have two shkagos on the same avera, you would be chayev achas, because there's only one avera. And now we're left with this contradiction between Shabbos and Kol HaTorah Kula. Now, you again, Rabbi will say, don't misunderstand me. You could always say the Shabbos is different. But the Tosa Rush is not letting us do so. Do you follow my point? He's locking us into a box over here because he's telling me that the Alfusa, according to Shmuel and Rav Nosson, you see, Machayev, the case of multiple Shkogos, which means that Alpisvara, multiple Chatos, I mean to say, but Alpisvara, it should be the Shkoga that determines. Let me say that again. No. Just bear with me, Alan, because I got to get the cheshbon here. Okay. So again, the Tosa Rush is locking me up. Why? Because the Tosa Rush is saying that if not for this limud, we would put all the emphasis on the number of shkagos. So if you're going to argue that Shabbos is the exception to the rule, and we need the gzeiros hakosuv and the Alfusa, that's the way the Tosa Rush operates for multiple chatos in the case of Shigas Malachos, then what we're saying is that according to Tosa Rush, you can violate the same Isser over and over again, but if you did so with multiple Shkogos, you're going to be chayev multiple chatos. And the flip side is, which is the case of Shigas Shabbos, that you're going to always be chayev the number of chatos that reflect the number of shkogos, and since in Shigas Shabbos you had only one shkogo, therefore you only chayev one chatos. That contradicts Kol HaTorah Kula. In other words, if the case of Shigas Shabbos would have been the exception to the rule, then it would have been Nicha. But what the Tosa Rush does is he sets up Shigas Shabbos as the rule, that's the Svara, and then he has the Alfusa for Shigas Malachos. That's against what we know in Kol HaTorah Kula, because in Kol HaTorah Kula we know that it's the Shigas Averos that sets up the multiple chatos.
What would the Tosa Rush say? Or would he say it's the same thing if instead of Shigas Shabbos, you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't know there was such a thing as Malachos?
That would also be Shigas Shabbos, because
that would be what?
I mean, the Gemara is going to have all sugi about that. Maybe he knows Tchumin, maybe he knows the Mitzvah Shvisas Behema. You know, what does he know about Shabbos? But assuming he knows absolutely nothing about Shabbos, he never heard of Lamentes Malachos, and he never heard of Tchumin or Machamer Achimahemto, he knows nothing. Then in such a case, that would be Shigas Shabbos. Not only that, it might even go beyond that. That would be Shachach Ikar Shabbos. You remember, there's a case where even though he violated multiple Shabbosos, with many different Malachos and each Shabbos, he only brings one Chatos. That's not what we're discussing today. Today we're discussing a case where he's aware of Shabbos, but he forgot that today is Shabbos. And therefore he violated many Malachos Mikoach as a result of the fact that he forgot that today is Shabbos. And in such a case, the Mishnah Paskins, he only brings one Chatos. If he does the same thing next Shabbos, he's going to bring another Chatos for next Shabbos. And the question is that the rule or the exception to the rule? According to Tosa Rush, that seems to be the rule, because the determining factor is the Shkaga. And we proved elsewhere, we proved otherwise for the case of Yom Kippur, where we saw that it's not a question of Shkaga, but rather it's a question of Averos. So you could have one Shkaga and two Averos, you have Shtai. Okay. Now, Rabbi Nachum Zemba has a raya against the Tosa Rush, meaning that each Malacha is a separate Isra. And that's from the Gemara of Meshamer Mishum Mai Masrim Bei on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. The Gemara says, what's the Asra? Notice the Asra has to be for the Shema Isra. So the Gemara wants to know, is he Chayiv from Meleches Dash, if he Chayiv Meleches Borer, from Meleches Marakeid, whatever it might be. So clearly you see that if you would give him some sort of a general hasra, al techalas haShabbos, that would not be sufficient. According to the Tosa Rush, who integrates all the malachas into one entity, then the proper corresponding hasra would be in al techalas haShabbos. There's no need for me to mention whether it's meshamer mishum this, meshamer mishum that, is it this malacha, is it that malacha. That's irrelevant, because the Shem HaMalacha, the Shem HaYisr, is Melech HaShabbos in general, Al Techalas HaShabbos. And this, for Rabbi Nachum Zemba, is the proof to the Tosas Rid. Right. So that's what we want to do, the Tosas Rid. What does the Tosas Rid say? The Tosas Rid says the following. Kevan da'avara l'chalik yotzos, ki'ilu k'siv lav ako melocha u'melocha dom. V'havi lehu kimo lavim de'chelev v'dam, she'em chalukim zemizet. V'tzorech lahasros b'chelev mishum chelev, v'dam mishum dam. Hachinami b'chol melocha u'melocha. Clearly, the Tosfos Rid takes the opposite approach of the Tosa Rush, two sides of this Chakira of Reb Nachum Zemba, and classifies each Moloch as a separate lav. And not only that, he goes as far as saying it's as if the Torah had given a separate lav for each Moloch. So it means that just like the Torah gave me a lav for Chelev and a lav for Dam, and if I have to give you Asra for Chelev and a separate Asra for Dam, so too the Torah gave me a lav for Tchina and a lav for Merakid, and if I have to give you a Hasra B'Shem HaIsur on each Malacha. And now the Rabbi Nachum Zemba says that to prove the sheet of the Tosfos Rid, I quote the Gemara on Daf Kaf Kuf Lamed Ches, Meshame Mishum Mai Masur, but that each Malacha requires its own separate Hasra. If this be the case, Rabbosai, then we've answered one problem, but unfortunately we've generated another problem. What we've answered is, why is it that in the case of Shigigas Molochos, you're chayev a separate chatos for each molocha? The answer is, very simply, because we've already seen in Kol HaTorah Kula that it's the number of averus that you violate that determine how many chatos you have to bring. So in this case, you violated 39 averos, each one has a separate lav, and therefore you're going to have to bring 39 chatos. So that's really very smooth. The problem is going to be in the flip side. What happens if he forgot it was Shabbos? And there the Mishnah says that for the multiple melachos that he violated, he only brings one chatos. Shigas Shabbos is chayev chatos achas. Wait a second. According to Tosfos Rid, he just violated many different Isurim. And what would be if he violated both Chelev and Dam with one Shkaga? He would be Chayev only one. Correct? Now, how could we understand that halacha? In Yom Kippur we said that if there was one Shkaga, it doesn't matter, he's Chayev Shtayim. Why is he Chayev Shtayim? Because each Avera generates its own Chiyuv Chatos. If that be the case, then even though these different Averos emanate or resulted from one unified Shkaga, meaning he forgot it was Yom Kippur, each Avera generates its own Chatos. If that be the case, although what's very smooth according to Tosfos Rid is Shigas Malachas, but what's not smooth is Shigas Shabbos. And guess what? The Gemara, at least according to Reb Nosson and Shmuel, does not offer any explanation or any source for the halacha of Shigas Shabbos Chayv Achas. See, he violated many different averos, the Shigas Achas. Why is he only Chayv one? He should be Chayv for each avera unto itself. That's Rabbi Nachum Zemba's kasha. Okay. Now let's take a look at the Ritva, who I think is going to belong to the camp of the Tosfos HaRush, but much more outspoken about it. The Gemara on Daf Ayin that we saw earlier asks the question, Shigas Melachos Minolan. How do we know that if he's shogeg on the Melachos, he brings a separate chatos for each Melach? So the Ritva asks, V'im Tomar, Lama Likra, why do I need a pasuk? What's Gemara asking me? Nolan, for kevan de melachos shonos v'chalukos zu mizu. Each melach is separate. What does it mean that each melach is separate, Rabosai? It's a separate avera, correct? Havile ke'ochel chelev v'dam, and therefore hu chayv shtayim. So what was the Gemara looking for a source for Shigas Melachos? So right now at this point, if I would stop here, which camp does the Ritva belong to? No, because again, he's saying that Melachos is like Chelev and Dam. That's exactly what we saw according to Tosus Rid, because Tosus Rid says that the Havara Lalav Lachalik Yotzis means it's if there was a separate lav for each Malacha. And that's why in his Havamina, the Ritva is equating Malachos Harbe with Chelev and Da. So what is Gemara asking me, Nolan? Of course he's Chayev Shtayim. In the case of Chelev and Da, he's Chayev Shtayim. Says the Ritva, Yesh Lomar, the Adarabba. Everything I told you in the Havamina is incorrect. Kavan, Deshem, Malacha, Achasem. What does that mean? All 39 Malachas are what?
One
Isur, one Shem. The Isur, Kula, Mishum. All of these are just permutations of the violation, the single violation of Losasako Malacha. Havile, Ke'ochel, Chelev, Chelev, Shenom Chayev, Ela Achas. The Ritva now rejects his Havamina, which was the Tosas Rin, and accepts the position of the Tosa Rosh, Levaskana, that all 39 Malachas are one violation of Losachalas HaShabbos. And therefore, the Gemara is wondering, why is it that if you violate the various Malachas, because you forgot the various Malachas, you Chayev for each malacha, after all, it's just like eating chalev multiple times and you only chayev one. So therefore the Gemara is desperately looking for a base, a source in the Torah for shigas malachas chayev on kolachas v'yachas, because logically there's no reason why you should be chayev for kolachas v'yachas. So it comes out that according to the Ritva, what we have is that the Ritva understands that what determines how many chatos you should bring, it has to do with the shichacha, right? With the shkaga, and it has nothing to do with the number of isurim. In other words, in shigas malacha, he brings many different chatos because of each shkaga. You know, he forgot tochen, he forgot kotzer, and so forth and so on. But if that be the case, then even though according to the Ritva, it's all one Avera of Lo Techalas HaShabbos. Again, the language of the Ritva is very, very clear. Keva Deshem Malacha Achasem. And yet, since there were multiple Shkogos, he brings multiple Chatos. How does that size up to the Halacha that if you eat Chalev and then you eat Chalev again, you're only Chayev one? The Ritva has just committed himself to the position that every single one of the malachas belongs to one avera of Lo Sechalas HaShabbos, Lo Tasko Malacha. Why is he chayev multiple chatos for Shabbos when, in the case where he repeats the same avera over and over again, despite the different shkagos, he only brings one? Okay. Now we take a look on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Okay, this is quite a sugya. This sugya, by the way, on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis appears in two places, here and in Masechet Sanhedrin. And the Braisa says the following: Chomer Shabbos Nishar Mitzvus. The Chomer Shabbos Mitzvus Mi V'Shabbos. Chomer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvus. Sheha Shabbos Osa Shtayim Behelim Echad Chayav Al Kol Achas V'Achas. In other words, even though there was one Shkoga, nevertheless you chayav for each Malacha separately. The Gemara says later on, I'm fast forwarding to what's relevant to us, Heichi Domi, what's the case? Ilema di Avad Ktsira Utchina. The Chumra of Shabbos is that he violated two different malachs, and therefore he engenders two different chatos. So Gemara says, that's a Chumra in Shabbos? The Kavose Gavishar Mitzvahs, Ochal Chelev Vidam, and therefore he's Chayim Shtayim. Hochetarti Mechayim, Hochetarti Mechayim. Just like in other Isurim, if he violated two different Averis, he's Chayim two different Chatos. Here too, in the case of Shabbos, if he violated two different Malachas, it's the same as Chelev and Dam. And if it's the same as Chelev and Dam, for sure he should be Chayim multiple Malachas. That's not a Chumra in Shabbos. Now it's interesting, the Gemara is equating Ktsira and Tchino with Chelev and Dam. Says the Rabbi Nachum Zemba, this equation in the Gemara would prove to us that the Tosus HaRid is correct. Do you follow? Because what was the whole Yisod of the Tosus HaRid? That every single Malacha generates its own Chatos. Why? Because each Malacha is a separate Avera, and that's why we have to give a Hasra, B'Shem HaMalacha, B'Shem HaAv. Here too, the Gemara says that every Malacha is different. Ktsira and Tchina, two separate Averas, two separate Yisurim, like Chelev and Dam. And the question of Rabbi Nachum Zemba really falls on the Ritva, because the Ritva just finished saying quite explicitly that all the malachas are just different variations of one Aver of Lotasa called Malach of Yom HaShabbos. And that's why, according to the Ritva, if you violate many malachas, you should really be chayv only achas. That's before the Minolon. So what are we going to do with this Gemara? The Gemara equates Ktsira and Tchina with Chelev and Dam. So I was thinking, Rabbi Nachum Zemba is putting his finger on the Havamina in the Sugya. The Gemara rejects this Havamina, because if we're looking for a Chumrah in Shabbos above and beyond Shari Surim, then the Gemara says, well, if he violates two malachos, and he's chayav shtayim because of shigas malachos, the same parallel din applies to chelev and dam. So therefore, at this point, the Gemara says it can't be that we're talking about a case of ktsira utchina. So the Gemara says, Ella, what does it mean, shar mitzvah lo machayav ela chada? What's the comparison and the contrast between Shabbos, which is Lechumra, and Kalatar Kula, Hechidami de Ochal Chelev v'Chelev? He violates Chelev twice, and he only has to bring, therefore, one Chatos. So the Gemara says, and what do you tell me, there's a Chumra in Shabbos, the Kavosi Gabi Shabbos, it must be the Ovid Ktsira Ktsira, he violates the same Malacha twice. If he does the same halacha twice, clearly he only brings one chados. So where's the contrast? Says Gemara, li'olam di'ovad ktsira utchina. Umayin, what does it mean that ktsira and tchina yechayv shtayim in Shabbos, and that's the chumra of Shabbos in comparison to other isurim? My she'en mashenkein b'shar mitzvus a'avodah zara. It's referring to the Avera of Avodah Zorah, where you're only chayv achas. Ukir Rabbi Ami, Tiyom Rabbi Ami, if he violates the various different Avodos, he does Zvicha and Kitur and Nisuch, Valoma achas, in one shogeg, is Eino chayv Ela achas. He only brings one chatos. So right now the Gemara thinks that Tochen and Kotzer is equivalent to Zoveach and Kitur, or Zoveach and Nisuch, whatever you'll have it. Oh, so why you only have one in the case of Zoveach and Kitur? The answer is because you only violated one Isur, namely the Isur of Avodah Zarah. And the same thing should apply in Ktsira Utchina, you only violated one Isur. And yet you have Shtayim, that's the Chumra of Shabbos. So it comes out that the final maskot of the sugya is not to equate Tchina and Ktsira with Chelev and Dam, which would undermine the sheet of the Ritva, but rather to equate Tchina and Ktsira with Nisuch and Kitur, which is considered two forms of Avodah, and you violate one lav. So too, in the case of Tochein Vekotza, you violated the same lav with two different forms, with two Tzuras HaMaisa. And if that be the case, then we can accept the Ritva Lamaskana. The Ritva is Chozer V'Niyar. Because now Lamaskana, the equation to Avodah Zarah, means that they're different Maisim, but one single Avera. All this is great until we see Rashi. Rashi throws us off over here. In the original Hava, meaning the Gemara equates Tochen and Kotzer with Chelev and Dam. So So Rashi says, it's about 10 lines down from the top of the page, Chele v'dam, duvya d'tchina uktsira, shehem shnei gufim. What is Rashi talking about here? Forget about shnei gufim. If the equation is to Chele v'dam, the Gemara's point is that it's two different isurim. So Rashi is undermining Rabbi Nachum Zemba's proof to the Tosarid. Because let's go over. The Menachem Zemba says, why did the Gemara accept this analogy between Tochen and Kotzer and Chelev and Dam? Apparently the Tosarid is correct that Tochen and Kotzer are two different Averis. Just like Chelev and Dam are two different Averis. But Rashi goes out of his way to avoid saying that they're two different Averis. And instead he says it's Shnei Gufim. There's some sort of din of machalik here, that if the two gufim, you know, tchina you do on one substance and ktsira on another substance, that makes it like chelev and dam. But it's not really chelev and dam, because chelev and dam is two different averis. But here, it's like chelev and dam, it has one element of chelev and dam, and then it's two different gufim. It's like two different cheftzes. You have one cheftz where you do ktsira, that's something that's growing, and then you have something that's certainly detached, and you crush it, and make it, you grind it, and make it into a flour substance that's called tochen. So, in other words, Rashi seems to be operating with the premise of the Ritva, and we saw this in the Tosa Rush, that all the 39 malachas are really one Avera, different permutations of the same single Avera. And therefore Rashi asked himself the question, what is this dimyon in the Gemara between Tochen and Kotzer and Dam and Chilev? So Rashi came up with a whole new theory, as wild as it sounds, that the equation is based on one common denominator, and that's Shnei Gufim. Just like in Chilev and Dam, the two Gufim, so too in Tochen and Kotzer, it's called two Gufim. But don't think for a minute that the Gemara went as far as saying that it's two Averis, because it's not two Averis. Because Rashi belongs to the camp of the Ritva, that it's only one single Aver.
It doesn't count. You just said Shiga Shabbos is a separate Aver.
He's saying that when you violate Malachas Harbeh, which the Gemara asks, well, what? That's a Chumr and Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what do you mean it's a Chumr and Shabbos? Why is it a Chumr and Shabbos that you have many Chatos? Even in the parallel paradigm, in the case of Chelev Dam, you have many Chatos.
So
Rashi says, what's the common denominator between Tochen and Kotzer and Chelev Dam? Rashi says, Shnei Gufim. And that's what generates additional chatos. So that's Gemara's kasha, that since in both cases it's Shnei Gufim, there's no Chumr here in Shabbos. But Rashi doesn't point out that Chelev and Tochen, that Kotzer and Tochen are two different Averis. That's what Tosis Rid saw in this Gemara. That the reason why Tochen and Kotzer is exactly parallel to Chelev and Tav is because they're two different Averis. And there's a lav on every single Malach. And Rashi avoids that. So it's very interesting that Rav Nachum Zemba, who, you know, he's a Kadosh, that he justifies the Tosis Rid with this Gemara. And the truth is, when you read this Gemara, it's like Mamish jumps at you. Here's the Tosis Rid. The equation of Chelev and Dam. I mean, that's exactly what Tosis Rid was saying. Let's go back to read the Tosis Rid. I think he himself gave the example of Chelev and Dam. Am I right? Yeah. He says, Havilei, when he's talking about different malachos, that's exactly what it says over here. That two different malachas is like chelev and dam, and two different averis. That's tochen and kotzer. But comes along Rashi, and he skirts the whole issue. He comes up with a whole different explanation, and to justify this equation between two different malachas and chelev and dam. Don't think, says Rashi, that it's two different averis. It's two gufim, and since it's two gufim, it's similar to chelev and dam. Okay. Now I'd like you to turn to page 2 of this set that I gave you today. If anybody's interested, I have one more copy of this set I gave out on Monday. Yeah? Please, if you can pass it down. Oh. Now I mentioned to you before that this sugya on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis is parallel, word for word, to a sugya in Masechta Sanhedrin on Samach Beis Amud Beis. And you could, it's mamish like a chazor. You know, it's a grafted sugya. The Gemara goes through the Havamina, and the Gemara says, you can't tell me that there's a Chumr in Shabbos because he was Kotzer, and Tochem because that's exactly parallel to Chelev, and Dam, and therefore just like in Chelev, and Dam is Chayev Shtayim, so too in Kotzer, and Tochem is Chayev Shtayim. And then the Gemara says, therefore we have to talk about a parallel to Avodah Zorah, and so forth. The only difference is Rashi. Rashi says, Ktsira utchina, de'ika shemos mechulakim, umishum hachi chayev shtayim. Rashi in Masechta the Shabbos says that what's the equation between chaylev and tchina, between kotzer and tochin, and chaylev and dam? It's because it's gufim mechulakim. Here Rashi drops the ball on Gufa Mechulakim and he says Shemos Mechulakim. They're different Averos. And it's just as different, you know, Tochen and Kotz are just as different one from the other as Chelev and Dam are different. In other words, Rashi understood apparently like the Tosis Rit, Rashi in Sanhedrin. Rashi in Masechta Shabbos seems to be deliberately avoiding the Tosfos Rit, and he comes up with this new principle called Gufim Mechulakim. But Rashi here in Sanhedrin goes straight for the gargle, and he says, you know, it's Shemos Mechulakim, and Shemos Mechulakim is exactly the Tosfos Rit.
Tosfos.
Did somebody say it's a Tosfos?
I did.
Oh, okay. No, I thought maybe you found some Marsha or something, you know. Again, I wouldn't call it a Tosofer. I would say the Rashi changed his mind. Now, I'm not sure which is the Havamina Rashi, which is the Maskot of Rashi. I can't tell you. But Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin is literally projecting the Tosofer. And Rashi in Masechta Shabbos is avoiding it like a plague. Forget about the Tosofer's Rid. This has to do with Shemos Mechulaka. It's nothing to do with, this has to do with Gufi Mechulaka. It's nothing to do with Shemos Mechulaka. But that would be fascinating, just as a historical point, to think that this Chakira from Nachum Zemba was a Chakira that Rashi himself didn't know which way to go, and he actually suggested two different approaches. Okay. Now, Ravosa, we have a very exciting part of this whole sugya, and we're going to take a look at the Mishnah in Krisus. Okay, so I'm just going to kind of dig it up from this pile over here. Okay. Now, some of you might remember this Mishnah. We learned it together, I think, in about Tammuz time. I don't know when it was, in the summertime. And that's when we were learning the Sugya Misasek. Okay, today we're not learning the Sugya Misasek. And the question is the following. The Pasuk in the Parash of Shkodesh says, Yoda Eis Asher Chotobo. He knows what his sin was, meaning he didn't know what his sin was at the time that he violated the sin. He was clearly a shogeg, but now he finds out. And the idea, now that he knows the avera, is mechayeves karba. But Rabbi Yeshua sees in this pasuk a whole new dimension. Asher chatabo. Here's the case. Chelev v'nosar, right? You can have nosar that has chelev to it, right? The animal is nosar, the basar, and it has a piece of chelev in it. So that chelev is nosar. Or alternatively, you can have one piece of chelev from one animal and nosar from another animal. And they're sitting in front of him. And guess what? He didn't realize it. He ate one of the two. Now, what would you say logically? He's chayav chatos. Because mimonafsh. If what he ate was chelev, everything went up in smoke, right? So if what he ate was chelev, he's chayav chatos. If what he ate was nosar, he's chayav chatos. Because both nosar and chelev are both achiv karis b'mezid achiv chatos. So that's exactly what Rabbi Eliezer says in our Mishnah. He's chayav chatos. The Gemara gives another example. He was baal nida, and then he was baal achoso, and he doesn't know which one he had beer with. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Mimonafshach, whether he had Bias Nido or Bias Achoso, he's chayav a Karbon Chatos, therefore let him bring a Karbon Chatos. Rabbi Yeshua Poter. So for a moment, I'm going to just fast forward to the last two lines in the Daf, in the Amud. The Gemara says, what's the reason for Rabbi Yeshua? Why does he say your Poter? And the answer is because the Pasuk says, Asher Chata Ba. And that means, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Ad Sheivada Lo Bameh Chata. He has to know exactly what his sin was. Whether it was Chelev, whether it was Nosar, whether it was Nido, whether it was Achos, he never found out. To this day, he doesn't know which of the two Averis he violated. And Rabbi Eliezer says that Ba is coming to exclude something totally different. But Mimarshach, whether he violated this Avera, that Avera, he's Chayav Chatos. That's the lowest common denominator. And therefore, that's a Vadai. He has to bring a Chatos. He doesn't have this extra word, Asher Chata, but he needs it for something else. And therefore, he doesn't have this Drosh.
As he do Vidui.
So, Nafkamidu Gabi Vidui. Good point. Yeah, I don't know what Vidui he should say. Maybe he should say both Lechumra. You know, he should be Machmir to cover all his bases and say a double Vidui.
Just being Ashim Tolu.
But in terms of. There's no Ashim Tolu here. He's a Vadai. The question is, what currents did he violate? Ashim Tolu is something else. Okay. So now, Rabbi Yossi steps up to the plate. In this Mishnah here, we're going back to the Mishnah again, and he says the following: what is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? And he says, Alman Nechluku, and we're interested in the second case. If Asa the Eini Yodea Me'ein Ezo Malacha Asa, he violated a Malacha. He doesn't know which Malacha he violated. Is Rabbi Eliezer's Machayev Chatos? Because Mimonashach, no matter which Malachi violated, he's Chayev for Shigigas Kares, Shigas Misa in this case. And Rabbi Yeshua Poter, because it's not Yodea Asher Chotaba. He's not a Yodea Asher Chotaba. Says Rabbi Nachum Zemba, this is a Raya to the Shita of the Tosis Rit. How can you tell me that if he doesn't know which malacha he violated, that's called lo yada asher chatava? He knows that he violated Shabbos. What difference to make which malacha he violated? The answer must be that what? Each malacha is a separate lav. And it's like nosar and chelev, or like nida and achos, so he doesn't know which lav he violated. Without the Tosis Rid, the Mishnah itself makes no sense. So that's what I have over here on the top of your page 2. If you want to just take a look as a summary of it, he says that we have a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gemara quotes a brisa that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you part because of Sher Chotaba. Then the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yossi, Alma Nechleku, Alma Osev, the 80 days of Malacha Asa. Says Rabbi Nachum Zemba, this is an excellent proof for the Shita of the Tosfos Rid. And again, we have now multiple proofs for the Tosis Rim. We said, for example, why you chayev al kol malachu malacha, in the case of Shigas Malachas, is because you violated many different Isurim. And that would reflect the universal halacha that when we count chatos, it depends upon how many Isurim you violated. Number two, we had the sugya comparing Shabbos to Avodah Zorah, the Chumrah of Shabbos above above Shari Surei Torah. And the Gemara equates Tochein and Kotzer with Chelev and Da. Another Raya for the Tosis Rid. Now we have a third Raya for the Tosis Rid, because the Mishnah says that if he doesn't know which Malachi violated, then according to the principle of Rabbi Yeshua, he has to know which Asher Chotaba, what was his Chet. He doesn't know, he cannot identify the malacha that he violated. In such a case, it's not Asher Yode Asher Chotaba, because each malacha is a separate Isur. Again, we pointed out that the Ritva and the Tosfos Rosh are on the other side of the equation, and they hold there's only one Isur of Shabbos. They would hold that in the case of Shigas Malachas, we have a Yalfusa. Right, that's what the Ritva says. Why do we need a Yalfusa for Shigas Malachos? The answer is because otherwise I would have said that he's violating the same Malacha, the same Avera over and over again. It's like Ochal Chelev, Ochal Chelev. And that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk and the Yalfusa, that he's Chayav for every single Malach. As far as the Gemara that we saw that equates on Daf Ayin, the case of Tochen and Kotzer with whatchamacallit, with Chelev and Dam, the answer is because that's only in the Hava Min of the Sugi. But the final maskon is to equate Tochen and Kotzer with Nisuch and Kitur, which is really just a different permutation of the same single violation of Avodah Zarah. But we still have this raya that just jumps out at us from Krisus, the Mishnah Krisus on Daf Yutes. The Mishnah obviously understood that each malach is a separate chet, and insofar as it's a separate chet, it's lo yada. If he doesn't know which malach he violated, it's a separate chet. And that would clearly support the Tosus Rid, and the Ritva is going to have to analyze this Mishnah. Rabosai, let's see how we paskin in the Machlokas Shin Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, because at the end of the day, we're building castles in the sky about how to define Malachas Shabbos based on Rabbi Yoshua. Do we actually paskin like Rabbi Yoshua? And the answer is that we do paskin like Rabbi Yoshua. And that's the Rambam here in Hilchos Shkogos in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, Mishalo nodalo atzmo shalchet shechoto. He doesn't know the atzmo shalchet. Afal pi sheyoda bevadai sheovra losas hashiyesh bo kares. Those mimonim shalch, he knows he violated a chi of kares. Harezev potu mikorban chatos. Shenema shechoto bo ad sheyivoda hachet shechoto bo. Ketzad? Chilev v'nosar lefono v'yoschal es echad mi'avir yedea eza ochal ishto nida v'achoso b'vayis v'shogag u'bal achas mi'avir yedea eza men bal. In all these cases hareze potamikor, fine, that's all we need from Allah and Gimel. Clearly the Ram Paskins like Rabbi Yoshua,
so he holds that the Vido is market.
I'm not sure Vidui is ma'akev. It's a separate halacha of Asher Chotaba. In other words, that you need a idea. In Hilchos Shkogos, the machayev of a karbon is the idea. And he doesn't have a idea. That's according to Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer holds he has a idea. He doesn't have to know which chet he violated. You know, he knows he has a idea as chiyuv chatas. That's enough for a idea. Rabbi Yoshua says no. He has to have a idea of the chet shechotaba. And if he doesn't know which chet he violated, even though Mimayim Shach is Chayav HaChatos, he's not Chayav HaChatos, because there's no Yiddin. Okay. So far, so good. That's the Ram in Halacha Gim. Now, what would the Ramam say? And I'm just introducing, you know, the background to Halacha Hey here, which we'll have. If a person knows exactly which chet he was chote, but he doesn't know with which object he violated that chet. For example, a man has bia with a nida, but there were two nidas there, and he doesn't know which nida. He definitely violated the isur nida. So that's asher yada ba from the perspective of the idiyas chet. And if you remember, the Rambam's language in Halacha Gimel was pretty outspoken. He says, "Shelo nodelo atzmo shalchet." Here's a case where it's nodelo atzmo shalchet, but he doesn't know with which woman he had this relationship.
What difference would that make?
Also, what difference should that make? Lechora, in this case, if he knows exactly what chet he violated, it's not like the case of nosar v'chelev that we had before, or nida nachoso. He doesn't know which chet he violated. So the Rambam says that's not yediyas hachet. The pasuk from the Rambam quotes asher chotva sheivoda chet shechotva. Here, what difference does it make which nida he violated, or which avera he violated? As long as you know which with saying. Which avera. So in this case, what would you guess?
Both was
you would guess that in such a case he's chayv shtayim, correct? Very good. So let's look in Halacha Hey. Rambam says shogag b'shem echad, so he violated the same avera, no matter which way you cut the cake. But v'hem shnei gufim keitzad shtei nidos v'shogag b'yachas mehem v'eni yodeh b'ezos ezohi, which one of the nidos, but he definitely knows the avera was an avera's nidos. Shtei achios v'shogag b'yachas mehem v'eni yodeh b'ezem chayv chatos. The Rambam says that since he has the yediyas hachet, he's chayv chatos. This is not like the case of nosar and chelev, or the case of nido and achoso, where he doesn't know exactly what the chet is. So it means that although the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yoshua that you need a yediyas hachet, you don't need yediyas haguf as long as you know what the chet was. Even though if you don't know what the goof, like shtei noshim nidos v'shogav b'yachas mehem, that's considered asher chotaba, and therefore he's chayv achatos. So in other words, when you talk about asher chotaba, what's the opposite? What's the nafkia of asher chotaba? If he doesn't know which chet he violated. But if he violated that chet, v'manavshah, but he doesn't know with which goof he violated the chet, that still is considered asher chata. But why? Because he has a yediyas hachet. That's what it comes out according to the Rambam. Okay. So again, just to, if you, I formulated here, I think beautifully, in a very succinct way, at the end of number 2 here, on page 3, and I said that ein goofin mechulakim, the fact that there are two different goofim, is not mafki asher chata, but because he has yediyah sachet.
What happens if he knew he was born one of two women, or two women were nidos, except one was also an ashes ish, and they would get kumli the rabbi minay.
I don't know if there's kumli the rabbi in that case, but in such a case, he knows that he violated nido with one woman.
It's a common one. The common avera he knows.
Right.
Right.
And if there's another Avera, then he should be chayiv another chatos for the other Avera.
But it's only if it's that woman, not the other woman.
Again, you have to know about Eini Sechalisa and stuff like that. I don't know. Okay, let me just see if I can make some progress here. Okay. Now, if you recall, Rav Yossi says that the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim revolves around a case where he violated one of two different malachas on Shabbos. He doesn't know which malach he violated. According to the Rambam, that must be a case. And the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yeshua that he's potter if he doesn't know the chet. That must be a case where he doesn't know the chet. So, as we said before, this is a clear cut proof that the Rambam accepts the same approach as the Tosis Rid, meaning that each malacha sets up a separate chet. So that even if you'll apply the principle of Rashi that we saw in Masechta Krisus on Daf Yud Tes, that Rashi says that two different malachos like Kotzer, I'm sorry, Rashi in Shabbos and Perikal Gadol, that Kotzer and Tchinos is Shnei Gufim, even if I grant you that, that it's Shnei Gufim, nevertheless, he's going to be potter from a chatas. And why is he potter from a chatas? Because there's no yediya sachet. Correct? So you could have Shnei Gufim, but there's only one Avera. And in such a case, the Rambam says, you are chayv chatas, even according to Rabbi Yeshua. And the reason for that is because you know exactly which chet you violated. But in the case of two malachos, which is like two nidos, because Rashi calls it Shnei Gufim, the Rambam would say, as Rabbi Yossi says in our Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're part of a machatos, and the reason for that is because you don't know which avera you violated. I state in the Torah, lo sasa kol malacha. No, we're going to go with the Tosus Rid, and ke'ilu, yesh, lav, al kol, malacha, umalacha, therefore it's not asher, chotaba, yedias, hachet. So it's very beautiful now that if we take, for example, Rashi and Sanhedrin, And Rashi says in Masechet Sanhedrin that in the Havmin of the Gemara equated Tochen and Kotzer with Chelev and Dam, because as Rashi, it's Shnei Shemos Mechulakim. That's exactly reflective of the Rambam Shita. That if he does Tochen and Kotzer, it's like he violated two different Averis. And therefore the Rambam Paskin is Hilchos Shkagos. If he doesn't know whether he did Tochen or he did Kotzer, he's not Chayav Achatos, because we accept the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, and it's not Asher Chatavah. He doesn't have a Yedias Achet. That's called Shemos Mechulakim. So each Malacha has its own Shem. But the Rashi that we saw in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Ayin, where Rashi says that two different malachas, like Kotzer and Tochen, is Shnei Gufim, that's not going to help the Rambam. Because how could Rabbi Yeshua patter you up because of Shnei Gufim if it's the same chet? Because the Rambam himself holds it at Shnei Gufim with the same chet. Rabbi Yeshua says, you are Chayav Achatos. And that really, you know, gives us the entire picture of Rabbi Nachum Zemba's third proof to establish the Tosfos Rid, that each malacha is a separate chet, and Shemos Mechulakim, which again reflects Rashi here in Masechet Sanhedrin, because the Rambam otherwise would not say that you are, as Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah in Krisus, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're patur in the case of two different malachas, you don't know which malacha you violated, because it's a chisaron in atzmo shel chet, because each malacha sets itself up as a separate chet. Don't tell me, as Rashi would say in Masechta Shabbos, as gufim uchulakim. That doesn't tell me a thing according to the Rambam. You can be chayav achatas even according to Rav Yeshua in gufim uchulakim, like in the case of shtei nidos, because he has yedias achet, it's the same avera. So what are we going to do with Rav Yossi, who says that in the case of two malachas, you're potter and gansin according to Rav Yeshua, because you don't know which malach you violated? So what are you going to tell me? It's gufim mechulakim. Gufim mechulakim doesn't tell me a thing if it's the same avera. It must be mathematically that the Rambam was of the opinion that each malach is a separate chet, and therefore, despite the fact that it's two gufim, irrelevant to the fact that it's too goofim, he's potter here because he doesn't know which chet he violated. But don't tell me that he's potter because it's shnei goofim. That's not going to help you much. Because if you have two goofim with two different, with the same avera, you'll be chayav achatos even according to Rabbi Yeshua. The only determining factor that Rabbi Yeshua could press the button and say you're potter from achatos is only because you don't have a yedias achet. And goofim achulakim is not going to potter you up. It's going to potter you up if you don't know which chet you find. But if the both goofim are the same chet, even though they're two goofim, you're going to be chayv even according to Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, shtei nidos, he doesn't know which one he violated. He's going to be chayv according to Rabbi Yeshua, because what? Even though it's shtei goofim, it's the same chet. But in the case of shtei malachos, what are you going to tell me? Like Rashi says in Shabbos, but it's shtei goofim. That doesn't tell the Rambam anything. How can Rabbi Yossi say that Rabbi Yeshua would argue against Rabbi Eliezer in the case where he doesn't know whether he violated Tochen or Kotzer? You can tell me because it's Shnei Gufim, but it's the same chet. And that's exactly what the Ritva would say, and that's exactly what the Tosis Rosh would say. It's all the same chet. It's one chet of Chol Shabbos. But the Tosis Rid would say otherwise, and the Rama belongs to the camp of the Tosis Rid. That the reason why in this case Rabbi Yossi says Rabbi Yeshua would pater you is because you don't have a yediyas achet. And why don't you have a yediyas achet? Because every single malach is a separate chet. Wow, that's a piece of logic. I'm telling you, you can mamish, you can make a bracha birchas hanenim on that mamish. Okay. However, we're not finished. Why? Because the Mishnah continues. And the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shimon HaShizuri and Rabbi Shimon, and they both say the same thing. What happens if he knows exactly which malacha he violated? Let's say, for example, Kotzer.
There's no difference.
He doesn't know whether it's Anovim or it's Te'enim. And that's explicit here in the Mishnah, but Rashi embellishes it. And the Mishnah says, Liket Anovim, Liket Te'enim. He has a suffix whether or not it was Anovim or Te'enim. is even in this case, Rabbi Yeshua patters you. And Rashi is pretty outspoken about it. Rashi says, where is the Rashi right now? I think I wrote the Dima Masa just to save myself. Which one? Alma Nechluku. Oh, here it is. Kigon Sofek Kotzar Sofek Tochan Inami Sofek Te'enim Sofek Anovin. To Rabbonu Shalom. He violated the same Meleches Ktsira. I don't know if he violated with Te'enim or with Anovin. That is Sofek he'll never clarify. He went up in smoke. And Rabbi Yeshua says, you're potter. That's not Asher Chotaba. Why isn't it Asher Chotaba? The Rambam says, all you need is Yediyas Atzmo Shalchet. He knows Atzmo Shalchet. And even if I accept the Tosis Rid, that every Malacha is a lav, is a chet unto itself, but he knows he violated Malacha's Kotzer. There's no room here for any manipulation. It's not the only thing we could come up with here. Is that it's like gufim mechulakim, kind of. It's not really gufim mechulakim in the classical sense. Gufim mechulakim means, you know, he doesn't know if he had to deal with this nida or that nida. So he knows he violated ktsira. He doesn't know if he was in violation of ktsiras te'enim or ktsiras anovim. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's enu yodea b'mechata. So now I have the following question. If the mechalik of te'enim v'anovim, that difference is enough to establish eino yodea v'mechata, right? It's mafkia yediyas chet. Then it seems to me with the kal v'chomer that in the case where he doesn't know which malach he violated, that would certainly be enough of a mechalik to say that he doesn't have yediyas chet. Therefore, the whole raya of Rabbi Nachum Zemba falls apart. Rabbi Nachum Zemba was building castles in the sky based on the fact that the Rambam holds that in the case where he doesn't know which malacha he violated, it's eino yodea sachet. You see that each malacha sets itself up as a separate chet. No. Who says such a thing? In the case of Tatum, Sofik Anovim, he knows exactly which malach he violated, and yet the Gemara establishes, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he's part. That's not called Yediyah Sachet. So if that be the case, I could certainly make an argument that if Anovim and Sofik Anovim, Sofik Te'enim is what? Is Eliodea Bemechadaba. And it patters you up from a chatas according to Rabbi Yeshua, then how much more so in a case where he was tochein or kotzer, and he doesn't know which malach he was in violation of, certainly that would be eino yodea asher chotam. Even if I would say and maintain that the two malachas belong to the same avera, as they certainly do in the case of ktsiras, sofik te'enim, sofik anov, it's the same avera, that's for sure, kuliyamalopli, that's not even an issue. No one would say that there are two different averas. One is ktsiras anovim, the other is ktsiras te'enim. Nobody would argue such a thing. That's certainly just a different permutation of the same avera. And yet, nevertheless, it's not considered asher chatava. So you see that you need an asher chatava on the goof itself. Now, if that be the case, Rabosai, let's go back to the Rav Min Halacha Hey. Peribes Halacha Emil Hashkogos. The Rambam says over there that if you were Boel, one of two Nidos, the Rambam says, Yechai V'chatos. Why isn't that enough of a Mechalik to say that it's like Te'enim V'Anovim?
Well, maybe because Anovim, is it possible that they call Anovim Botzer instead of Kotzer?
That's a good point. I mean, in Melechah Shabbos, he's chai for kotzer, but they call it botzer.
So maybe just the shame is enough, even though it's the same avera.
I want to say a little different. Maybe it's a different maisa avera. Maybe what the machalik here is of te'enim and zeit and anov. Excuse me, of te'enim and anovim is a different maisa. You know, the way that you have to do ktsira on anovim is different than the way you do ktsira on te'enim.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah,
that's what's Rambam is saying the following, that and this is what Alan is saying, I think. Tell me if I'm right. That in the case of Be'ilas Nida, there's a Maisa Be'ila with a Nida. The Torah prohibited Be'ilas Nida. Which Nida is not going to change the Maisa Avera per se. The Avera Machayeves, even in terms of the Maisa, is the same identical Maisa. And therefore, says the Rambam, Mimonafshach, you're going to be Chayav Achatos, even according to Rabbi Yeshua. You have Asher Chotam. If you're going to tell me, well, he doesn't know the Chet, The answer is he does know the chait. Why? Because he had a relationship with the nida and he violated the nida. Elo, are you going to tell me that it's not asher chatava because there are two different gufim? The Rambam holds that in this case, even though technically it's two different gufim, it's Rachel and Leah, but nevertheless it's the same maisa avera. In other words, the Gemara holds that the chiluk between te'enim and anovim in the case of ktsira is enough of a profound distinction to set up gufim mechulakim. It's gufim mechulakim on a higher level because it's a different maisa ktsira. Mashenken, in the case of be'ilas nida, it's one and the same be'ilas nida, and therefore gufim mechulakim is not. Again, the Rambam's language here is a little bit difficult because look at the Rambam. The Rambam says shadak b'shem echad. This is a case where you had a beer with one of two nidos. Vehem shnei gufim. You know, you get the impression that the Rambam is saying like a halachic principle over here, that this is called shnei gufim. The way we're saying it is al pidin, that's not called shnei gufim because it's the same ice of beer. Chayav. Ketzad shtei noshim, shtei nidos, v'shogav b'yachas mehem, v'imdei b'ezo mehem, is chayav chatos. You know, we have to push a little bit into the Rambam's language here, but I don't see right now another choice. I hope we could say better than this on one occasion. But right now, all I see is that shnei gufim means there are physically shnei gufim, but it's not called gufim mechulakim. That's the best we can do over here. But in any event, what comes out here is that according to the Rambam, it's not necessarily true that in the case where he doesn't know if he violated tochen or kotzer, that according to Rabbi Yeshua it's not an asher chatava because these are two different averas. You might say that even if it would be the same avera, then two different malachas by definition are two different maisa. In other words, if I have this case of te'enim and anovim, and I consider that enough of a machalik, and therefore Rabbi Shua patters you, how much more so if he doesn't know whether he was tochen or he was kotzer, that's for sure too. And even if you'll tell me that in the case of two nidos, that's not called enough of a shnei gufun to be machalik because it's the one maisa bia, you can never say that two different malachas is the same maisa. By definition, that's impossible. 39 malachas means 39 maisa. And each malach is distinct from the other one based on the maisa. So that would certainly be a machalik. Even if I grant you that the Ritva and the Tosfos Rashi are correct, namely that all 39 malachas are really one avera, but nevertheless there's enough of a machalik, enough distinction between the maisa of one malach and the maisa of another malach, it should certainly size up to the difference between maleches kotzer on anovim or maleches kotzer on te'enim, and therefore the Rambam would say that you're potter if you don't know which malacha you violated. So if we just give you a minute, so if you take a look at number 4, I wrote the following. Pashut, it seems logically simple. Shachiluk azemein te'enim v'anovim hu pachos hu kal yoter me'achiluk bein shtei molochos shonos. Meaning if you did the same molocha, but you don't know whether you did it on chefetz A or chefetz B, and that's called enough of machalik so that it's not asher yodei asher chotem, but therefore according to Rabbi Yeshua Yopater, how much more so if you don't know which molochi you violated. So therefore, even if we were to hold like the Ritva, the Tosfos HaRosh, namely that all Lamentes Melachos are Shem Echad, nevertheless you'd be Potur, and therefore the Raya of the Rav Nachum member of Menachem Zemba, that the Tosfos Rit is right, that each Melach is a separate Chet, is not correct. Basically, to summarize it in one sentence, there are two applications of the rule of Rabbi Yeshua that you're part from a chatas if it's not asher chatva. One is you don't know which chait you violated, and the other is you don't know which guf you violated. Again, in the paradigm of two gufim of anovim and te'edim, and how much more so in the paradigm of tchina and kotzer, you don't have a yedias guf ha'avera.
Why did he give up on so quickly? I mean, it seems Pasha to be able to say that when he said that each malacha is a malacha, but where there's a clear distinction in the you want to call it the maisa malacha, that's why it's like two malachas. But otherwise, if it's just goofim and it is the ma'aseh malachas the same, he would say that it's still one, and the other one would say it's two.
So is it really necessarily so that according to the Rambam he violated two different chatoim? If he did two different malachas, maybe it's just enough to say that he did two different surahs ha-maisa, and that's why he's chayav. That's why he's potter.
But he got hasra'ah. He got hasra'ah, and he got hasra'ah was b'shem the thing he was doing.
Well, if he had hasra'ah, then now a whole sugya doesn't get off the ground. We're talking about a case where he has no hasra'ah, because otherwise it's not a chiyuv chatos. I mean, a chiyuv chatos is only when there's no hasra'ah. Right. But the question I'm asking is a different question. If it's not asher chatabah. This is Rabbi Nachum Zemba's. It's not a yediyah asher chatabo. If he doesn't know which malachi violated, it must be because he has no yediyah sachet, and every malach is a separate chet. I'm just questioning that premise, because in the light of this Mishnah here in Priestess, which is the source of everything we're discussing now, that even if he doesn't know if he violated kotzer in this way or he violated kotzer in that way, he doesn't know which goof he violated kotzer on. Even though clearly no one would doubt that that's the same Avera.
Right.
But nevertheless, it's not Asher Yod, Asher Chata, Ba. You know, you have the word Ba here.
Right.
So I would certainly say it's not Ba if he doesn't know whether he was Kotzer or Tochen. And even though it's the same Avera, so I don't really see how we could justify building a whole theory that the Rambam accepts the Tosarid based on this halacha of kotzer and tochen. You know, if he doesn't know whether he was tochen or kotzer, that means therefore that it's two different averas. Not necessarily.
What is the aven?
It's asher yoda ba. He doesn't have asher yoda ba in this case.
What the aven told him?
An aven toldah. What happened? He violated both an aven, its own toldah.
Yes.
So the Gemara says he's only chayav achas. That for sure is the same avera in two different permutations. If, however, he violated an aven, a toldah of a different av, then he's going to be chayav in the case of shigas malachos. He'll be chayav shtayim because, again, the Tosfos Rid would say he's chayav shtayim because he violated two different averos, and each avera generates its own chiyuv. Okay, and that would in a sense complement or reflect exactly what we saw in Shari Surei Torah, like for example in Yom Kippur, where even if he had one shkaga, but nevertheless he violated two different Isurim of Achila and Malach, and therefore he's Chayv Shtayim.
Right.
The Ritva and Vesiyah, so they're going to have to say something totally different, that in the case of two different Malachos, even though you violated the same Avera Chelev Chelev or Dam Dam twice, you're Chayv Shtayim only because of this Yalfusa. That tells me that it's Mechadish to me something which is not logical and doesn't fit into any of our patterns, that you're Chayv Chiluk Malachos. A new halach of chiluk malachas. And by the way, now that we've analyzed the sugya in Krisus, you could say very simply that this chiluk malachos might be telling me that it's such a radically different maisa that therefore it's machayev a separate chatos.
Seems like the av and the tolda is a bigger shlaga on the nachmizim than everything we said, because the tolda frequently looks so far away from what the av is that you wouldn't even recognize.
So Rabbi Nachman Zemba would say that since the tolda is a repetition of the same avera as the av, therefore you're only chayev one. So that fits in very beautifully. If the Tosfos Rid is right. And there are 39 different Isurim, but not more than 39. Anything you add to the number 39 is not a new chet. It's got to be a repetition of one or the other of 39 chatoim. Therefore, it's like eating chelev and eating chelev. There are no various or multiple averos, and therefore you only have one, if let's say you were Zorei Amashkiz Roy. Okay, now we're up to page 3. And here we have a chiddush of Rabbi Nachum Zimt. But Menachem Zemba wants to claim that this issue of how many averas there are on Shabbos, whether each malach is a separate avera and there's only one, which the machlokes in the Tosfos Rid in the Ritva, is really a machlokes between Shmuel and Rab Nosson. Why? Because as we saw at the outset of today's Shia on Daf Ayin, Shmuel derives the halacha of chiluke chatos in the case of chiluke malachas, of shigas malachas, from the pasuk mechalel mos yumas, Misos harbe al chilul echad. That means that there's only one lav, but the Torah says yechayv misos harbe, which means chatos harbe, for the violation of one lav. That would certainly support the position of the Ritva. But in the case of Rabbi Nosson sets up a separate lav for each and every malacha. That was what he derived from Avar l'chalik yotzis. It means it's as if, and now we're paraphrasing the Tosfos Rid, it's as if the Torah had written a separate law for each malacha malacha. So that's a little bit strange, that this chakira should be totally in two different amoraim and two different yalfusas. Okay, wonderful. I've seen Torah like that. It's not the first time. But here, he says something fascinating. That the machlokas between the Tosfos Rid and the Ritva is really, in fact, a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Because you may recall that one of the three proofs that Rav Nachum Zem reduced to support the Tosfos Rid was the Gemara Daf Kufla Minches. And the Gemara says, Mishamra Mishum Mai Masrim Be. Apparently, you have to give Asra on each malacha unto itself, because Asra has to be B'Shem or Isur, and each malacha generates its own Isur. Combine that with Lo Savaro Eish B'Chomosh Osechem L'Chalik Yotzis, means there's a lot for each malach. However, the Yushalmi, not here in Masechta Shabbos, but in Masechta Sanhedrin, says that when you want to give a person Asra for Melecha Shabbos, just tell him Al Techalel Es HaShabbos. Don't violate the Shabbos. Says Rav Nachum Zemba, what does it mean Al Techalel Es HaShabbos? What malacha, what Isra are you violating? The answer is, no matter what malacha you're doing, it's always going to be the same Avera of Chil Shabbos. So the Shem Avera, which generates the Shem Asra, is going to be Chil Shabbos. That's the Yerushalmi, the Bavli, that goes ahead and says, no, Mishama Mishum Mai Masrim Bey, and the Bavli is not willing to offer the answer, Al Techalas HaShabbos. Let's say we don't know exactly what Mishama is. You know, is it a told to this malacha, is it a told to that malacha? Just make life easy for yourself. Just give him a general asra to chalas a Shabbos. That's exactly what the Yerushalmi says. The answer is because the Bavli holds against the Yerushalmi. The Bavli maintains that every malacha is a separate Isur unto itself, and therefore the Shem Isur is determined by the malacha. And therefore the asra is going to have to be specific, tailor-made to fit that malacha.
So Shmuel holds like the Yerushalmi?
That's what it comes out. You know, if you take both of these chidushim together, then what we're saying is that Shmuel is like the Yerushalmi, and Rabbi Nosson is like the Bavli. Very strange. But again, Rabosai, I would take this all with a grain of salt, meaning you could always work very hard to work this out and technically and match it up in a different way. For example, I'll tell you the honest truth. Even if I reject the first approach, the first chiddush of Rav Nachum Zemba, meaning that the machlokes between the Tosfos Rid and the Ritva depends upon Shmuel and Rav Nosson, I still would be seduced, if I could use that word, to accept his understanding of the Yerushalmi versus the Bavli. That's really shtark. And I once saw something very similar to Minchas Chinuch. Keep in mind, Minchas Chinuch was way before Rav Nachum Zemba, by a century plus. And he also toys around with this issue about giving a general hasra for Melech HaShabbos. And he says it all depends on whether or not it's one malacha, one Isur, or many Isur. But okay, that's neither here nor there. Okay. Let's go back to the original question that we had. How are we doing on the clock, by the way? I'm totally oblivious. Okay.
9 minutes.
Okay, 9 minutes. And Rabosa, you'll have to tell me if next week is a regular week. In other words, the kollel goes according to this, you know, yeshivish schedule, you know, where Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we pack out of here. I don't see why, as Balabatim, you have to be influenced by that. But it all depends on Noshim, Daitan, whatever. Meaning, if you're married, then, you know, that's a Shibud, you know, that's really Yitzis Mitzrayim. So you'll have to tell me what your Shibudim are to your house. So far, my wife gave me permission for Sunday and Monday. Tuesday is up in the air. Tuesday is, you know, we're still Shnayim Oaks and Vitalis, as far as Tuesday is concerned. All right. But seriously, if you wouldn't mind, you know, just shooting me off an email to tell me what your schedule is for next week, I'd appreciate that, because in case I get a shutout.
I can't tell you.
What's it called when a pitcher, you know, he strikes out everybody? You know, is that called a shutout or something? What's it called?
Perfect game.
Perfect game. Well, here it's the imperfect game. If I get, you know, okay, whatever. So, from my perspective, certainly next week, Tuesday is up in the air, because Tuesday we need major changeover. So I might have to miss Tuesday, but even that's up for negotiation. I hopefully at the end I will be able to be on Tuesday. What?
Starting early.
No, what happens is that we have two kitchens, and if we start early with one of the two kitchens, then it makes it easy to prepare Pesach food way in advance. And that kitchen has its own cooking facilities, its own oven, its own fridge, and so forth and so on. So that's it. That's I think that's the name of the game, because I don't have to tell you what an Eishes Chayil is like on Erev Pesach. I don't have to tell you. Especially in contemporary life. I mean, it's Mamish Pashut Meshug. And the earlier you get started, the better. Again, it's not necessarily good for us guys, because if they start earlier, you know, with the Chametz Kudis, you're in deep trouble. You know, like you can't move from the spot with a thought of Chametz, you know, a thought of Chametz in your mouth. If you go into the wrong kitchen, you walk into your study. You know, imagine walking into your study, and she's already made a pace like a week and a half in advance. You know, it's like meshuggah. So that's the story. Every Eishes Chayil has her own, you know, her own rules and regulations. Okay, so what was our major kasha here in the last 5 minutes of shiur? We had a stira l'chora between the Tosus Rid as far as Shigas Shabbos is concerned and our standards of how many chatos you bring in Kol Tarkula. Because in Kol Tarkula we said that even if you had one shgaga but you violated many averas, you're going to be chayav for each avera separate chatos. That was the Yom Kippur case. Here in Melechus Shabbos we're saying that even though, according to Tosfos Rid, every malacha is a separate avera, nevertheless, if your shgaga was on Shabbos itself, you only bring one chatos. So the first approach that I want to suggest is very technical. And that's called the old Gzeres HaKosev approach. That Shabbos is different than Kol HaTorah Kula. And why is that? Because of Gzeres HaKosev. The problem is going to be, what is that Gzeres HaKosev and where is it? So, for example, if I quote Rabbi Yossi, I'm in a little bit of good shape of it, because Rabbi Yossi has a source for one chatos in the case of Shigas Shabbos. Mm-hmm. That's not going to help us with Shmuel and Rabbi Nosson, as we saw already in the Tosa Rosh. But in any event, let's just understand what this Gzeres HaKosev would teach me. And we accept it as a paraduma kind of thing. It's a chok. And that is that with regard to Shabbos, we go back to Shgaga. And we ask, what did you forget over here? If you forgot malachas, that's fine. You forgot many different averas, and that fits into the universal pattern that every avera unto itself, Shemus Mechulakim, generates its own chatos. But if you forgot Shabbos, here we have a special chok, a special gzeres hakosev, that's the exception to the rule in Shabbos, and only in Shabbos, that since all of the malachas that you violated, so to speak, fall into place under one rubric, under one shichacha, because you forgot it was Shabbos, the Torah says, we're going to let you off easy and bring one single chatos. But however, as far as Shari Suri Torah, we don't have this gzeres hakosev, then we go back to the original principle that the number of chatos is determined by the number of averas, and therefore if you violated many multiple averas with one shgaga, you will bring multiple chatos. The reason why I'm not excited about this is, as I indicated at the beginning of our discussion, the Gemara seems to use Shabbos as the paradigm for Kol HaTorah Kula. If you take a look here on Daf Ayin, the Gemara's language is as follows. Omer Rav Nachman, and he's operating with Svara, he says, Karban de Mechayev Rachmona Amai Ashkoga. In other words, the Mechayev is Shkoga. And therefore, he has no problem asking why you're only Chayev one Chatos in the case of Shigas Shabbos, because the Torah is Mechayev a Karban for Shkoga. And only when we get to the multiple Chiyuv Chatos, then he has a problem, Chiyuv Malachas Minon. But Rav Nachman seems to assume that the fact that you chayev one shkaga, one chatas for one shkaga, in the case of Shiga Shabbos, is that's exactly what karban chatas is all about. He's not talking in terms of Hilchas Shabbos. And that's exactly what we saw in the Tosfos HaRosh, that the Tosfos HaRosh claimed that Alpi Svara, you should only be chayev one chatas, even for multiple malachas, because it's all one shkaga, because it's only because it's all one avera. But certainly in the case of Shiga Shabbos, the Tosfos HaRosh would argue that's Alpi Svara. In fact, Rabosa, if you go back to the beginning of Paraklal Gadol, and you go through all these Rashis and the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Mishnah established three different categories, whether you chayiv one for Shachach Iker Shabbos, for all the Shabbos that you follow, you chayiv for each Shabbos because of Shigas Shabbos, or you chayiv multiple Malachas on one Shabbos because of the Shigas Malachas. The Gemara, according to Rashi, is going through Svaras. And the Gemara is trying to analyze this from the perspective of Shkaga. So therefore, to assume that according to Tosus Rid, each and every malach is a separate avera, but there's some sort of a svara to say, I'm sorry, but the way we interpret it, that according to Tosus Rid, you're going to have to say that even though there were many averas, you're only chayv one in the case of Shiga Shabbos, is some sort of xeris akasuv, that undermines everything that Rashi says over here. Rashi works overtime here to go through the three svaras to explain in each case why you're chayev either one malach or one chatos or for each Shabbos malach or chatos or multiple chatos even on one Shabbos in the case shigas malach. In other words, it's very difficult to reconcile the Tosfos Rid if we assume he's working with Xeris HaKosov with everything that we see over here. Again, the one bright spot might be Rav Yossi, as I said at the outset, because Rav Yossi has Achas Mehena to tell you that there's certain situations which are only Chayev one Chatos. But if you're going to leave out Rav Yossi, and certainly Rashi in his lengthy presentation in the Mishnah left out Xeris HaKosov, Rashi is operating purely mitzvah Svara, and yet Rashi justifies without any sweat and toil why you have only one Chatos, to reconcile that with Tosfos Rid and say Tosfos Rid is operating with Xeris HaKosov, That's a real stretch. Okay, then, so Rabosa, what we're up to here is a second approach to understand the Tosfos Rid, and that you'll see in number 2 here in 22. So it's 22-2. Okay, then? And assuming that we can get together, Mirz Hashem, what's today, Wednesday, on Monday, is that correct? Then we'll pick it up from 22-2, and we'll try to finish this up.
Okay, Monday, for sure we're up.
No, I'm just saying I'm negotiating for Tuesday, but that's